The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams whole in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. Just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. How would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig?
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo, 906. I asked Frank, Al to put on something, Frank Sinatra, a little different, and there it was. I have not heard that in 100 years.
You like that?
What is it from, then? What is that from?
That's from the Days of Wine and Roses.
There you go. There you go.
Arranged by the great
Nelson. And you caught me on camera looking at the Twitter. I appreciate the this. Twitter. The Twitter.
See, that's an old person. Are you on the Facebook? Do you do the Twitter?
I said the Twitter.
The Instagram.
I am checking the Twitter. Yeah. What? Is this on? Hello?
Hello? What? I'm on the Twitter.
What?
Tweet what? The tweet me.
What?
How do you the tweet?
What?
Tweet what?
What? So here. What? When, I took it
the, you on the Twitter? That Joe Piscopo, is he on the Twitter? You're crazy.
Listen, I was at this rally. This is from Laura on Twitter. I was at this rally in Wheeling, West Virginia. It was awesome.
Oh, they're on the Twitter.
Yeah. They're on the Twitter there. I tell you, I don't know. I have to tell you this, too, and I want to lean into this because I work out, you know, and like yesterday, I left Manhattan, and because I have to switch hotels because the station's like cost effective and they don't want to pay the hotel that I was at. As someone else put me at. So I had to switch hotels and go to the cost-effective hotel, which means I had to break down everything in the room, pack it up. And I say, well, while I'm out of here, let me go see my mom. And I went and saw mom and had a great visit with my mom. And thank you, mom. She actually cooked for me, which was great, you know,
that
with
is,
the broccoli. Rob. We had the best time. So Paulie was there, cousin Paulie was there, Richie was there. So then I go into Manhattan and I go in there and I went to church come in to Manhattan. And running around like a madman. And I'm going like, okay, I got this. Then I grab a quick workout. But at this point, I'm like, okay, tired. Then I turn on the television and the president's in West Virginia in front of 100 million people, whatever it was. I mean, this guy doesn't stop. And I'm telling you, it's not, people go, oh, it's all pro-Trump. Stop it. Think objectively the stamina of this man. I mean, because when you go out and you're going to make the announcement on this USMCA, and you go out there. I mean, I love watching this. And I got to be honest with you. I like a president who's got this stamina. I like a guy who doesn't just show up. And when he has nothing to do, invite celebrities to play basketball in the basement of the White House. He doesn't. No. He goes out. He spends his time in front of the camera. And he beats up the press. And those of us who see the press trying to pull everything in a progressive socialist agenda, you know, you kind of appreciate it. It's a little rude. It's a little crude. There's a lot of bluster. But, man, he 90 minutes. Do you see Mnuchin behind him? You see, yeah. Mnuchin? It's like people are going, you can't say, Mr. President, they stood there for 90 minutes behind the President of the United States as he answered every single question. First of all, no, we're first dealing with the trade. Well, Mr. President, what about Kavanaugh? Nope. Nope. You. I know you. And what did he say?
He said, and I can play you the audio, but he said, you weren't thinking. That's not a surprise. You're never thinking.
Oh, my gosh. But it was a woman, so it sounded terribly sexist. But it wasn't, because he's like that. He's an equal opportunity offender to the press, the president is. And you know what he said? You have to manhandle that. Otherwise, it will get away. And the press will take it like they're trying to do with this Kavanaugh situation. Then he's got to rest on Air Force One going a wheeling. Don't you think he's got a rest?
I would hope so. Look at me. I don't know.
I'm like obsessed with this. It's like I watch Bruce Springsteen on stage. My jaw drops. People are jumping. They're cheering. They're singing a song. My jaw is in awe. I'm watching Springsteen on stage at 3 hours at his age. It's amazing. It's great to see. It's inspirational. It makes me patriotic to see the president that fired up. I'm telling you, Frankie, it's a good thing. And not to mention this USMCA is a great thing with Mexico and Canada, this agreement. United States of Mexico, Canada agreement is just spectacular. It's very, very important. Curtis Ellis will join us and we'll break it down exactly what's going on. So that's why Frank and I always are in favor of the tariffs to China. This is all a negotiation. Everything is a negotiation. Negotiation. It's negotiation. And you think he's going to EU? Oh, he showed disrespect. No, it's all a negotiation. I'm telling you, that's exactly what it is. So we'll be talking with Curtis. Then Johnny Tobacco is going to be on the show and tell us what new products we can get and what's going on Wall Street and cryptocurrency as well. 9/11 with Jersey Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs. Oh, good. We got the dinner locked for Friday.
I just sent them a note. Is that the final answer, Friday? Because now I've made plans for Friday, which I'm happy to alter.
You will change your plans?
Yeah, of course.
Isn't it nice, Frank, that you make plans, yet you think enough of your colleagues at the station that you change them.
That you change them. And your schedule is tougher than mine, so if you could be there.
And you do. It's respectful.
Absolutely.
It's respectful. You go out of your way and you think enough of the people.
What are you insinuating there, Pastor? I said no, and I said why, and I said go ahead and enjoy dinner.
See, am I right, Matt? Is that right? How Marano goes?
No,
Matt's watching. Oh. How he turns around and kind of goes, "Hey,
Matt can go as my representative if he wants to go. He's more than welcome to."
And now representative. So, we'll go, but the thing is, then I'm going to Yankee game. I think on Wednesday now. So
oh, really?
I miss the kids. I miss the kids. I don't see the kids for like 24 hours.
So wait, we're doing this thing in Staten Island tomorrow, and then you're running up to Yankee Stadium tomorrow night to the game.
Are you going to show up for the show tomorrow? Are you going to dinner tonight with us?
What kind of question is that? What? Am I going to show up for the show tomorrow?
Did you
I'm employed. I not show up?
Yes, you would not show up. Are you penciling us in?
I can't believe you would even... I can't believe you would say that.
You're right.
I can't believe you would say that.
Because it's work.
I had cancer. Did I mail it in any day of that?
No.
The time I had my cancer?
Good.
Did I call in sick?
How's your foot therapist doing there?
She's fantastic.
East German?
Oh, reflexologist. She's wonderful.
Single?
Yes.
Hmm.
Apparently, I found that out yesterday.
Well, in the midst of your reflexology, therapeutic massage, whatever you get.
I get.
How does that come up?
I know.
Exactly. We were discussing, she used to be a nurse in East Germany, and she was asking about my wife, because I had mentioned that she was a nurse, and we were discussing certain
things. Asked for steroids?
No, she did not.
German. I think steroids.
No. She does speak with an accent, yes, but she's a very, very nice woman. And she has hands of gold.
You talk about...
She does. Oh, my God. You have no idea how she has helped. She has helped me more with my feet and my legs in 3 sessions than I've had taking whatever medications the oncologist was giving me, exercise, all this other stuff. It is absolutely worth every penny. It's not covered by insurance. I have to pay out of my own pocket, and it's expensive, but it is well worth it.
Does this woman qualify as a platonic friend now?
No, she's not a platonic friend. She is my reflexologist. It's a business relationship. I pay her, and she
does. She discuss her marital status with all of her patients?
I have no idea. I'm not there. I don't have a microphone in her office. I don't care.
Can she come? To dinner on Friday?
Oh, then Al,
would you like me to invite her to dinner
as well?
I will see her again on Thursday. If you'd like me to invite her, I will do that. She can be my representative.
Oh man!
If you'd like that.
Now, I'm glad you feel better. You had feet situation.
She has improved my left leg and my left foot more than 50%. My right leg is still a bit of a mess, and it's going to take more time.
So when you walk, you can't feel.
I have an unsteadiness. I can't really feel anything now. When she's manipulating my toes and my feet and stuff, which I know is grossing Joe. He won't let Jesus touch his feet. He'd never let some woman touch his feet. But I can actually feel something for the first time that I haven't been able to feel in over a year and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that bad?
Yes.
From the
radiation. It's not from the chemo. It's from the radiation. And she said chemo about a year after you get chemo, it takes about a year for it to get out of your system. Wow. Radiation is 2 years minimum. Yeah, no matter where they hit you.
Yeah.
Because they hit you, but it lingers in your body. It just stays there. And with radiation, it all sinks to the bottom.
Oh, you're a warrior, man. I tell you what. And just appreciate watch. It. Don't run off with this girl.
I'm not running up. My wife said to me last night, she says, you're not thinking.
Did she really say that? She said that?
Yes. I tell my wife everything.
Oh,
why wouldn't I? What do I have to hide?
I'm
saying. I didn't look at you to indict you. What's that?
You're talking to me, man. No, I'm always honest. That just got me really nothing.
What does Al have to hide?
You know,
That's the question.
No, come on.
You could do that on your show on Sunday morning.
President Trump is rallying his base this time. It was a campaign-style rally in Johnson City, Tennessee. This was last night where we were talking about during the event. The president called the Democratic Party the party of crime due to their stance on border issues. He also said the Democratic Party's treatment of the U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is proof that those in the ranks will do anything and hurt anyone to get in the way. He made a special push for Marsha Blackburn, the good gal. I had a chance to meet her and chat with her a little bit. Very smart gal, congresswoman. She's running for a seat being vacated by Republican Little Bob Corker. Was it Little Bob Corker? I got to get these names right. And it was great that the president was there. It was amazing that he was there. And, you know, I just want to, at 16 minutes after 9 o'clock, and Curtis Ellis is going to join us momentarily, but I don't know that we talked about this enough. I hate to be so negative in the morning, but we talked with Dr. Barry Goodfield about a year ago, since 58 people were killed and hundreds more injured when that gunman opened fire at that country music festival in Las Vegas. All the country stations did 58 seconds of silence. Just something else. What it was unsettling to me, and Frankie, help me out here, why we have no answers to that. Why that guy was allowed to bring the weapons in. How he tipped. And then we talked about, I was looking for Barry Goodfield to say, oh no, there was something in his brain that we saw that was askew. Perfectly normal. This scares the living daylights out of me, and why we have no answers to it.
Yeah, no, I have no idea.
You know, why does that happen? Why, like Mike's talking about the homeless guys, mm-hmm. these homeless guys, it's a lot of mental illness when you walk down the street. That, what is that noise? Do you hear that?
Yeah.
What is that?
I do hear that. It's like a.
Is there an animal somewhere in the studio?
No.
Oh no!
I don't know.
Was there someone just?
Maybe that, I don't know.
That was scary,
right?
You heard that? I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, no. It was like, yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
Good impression. Did you hear that? Yeah. No. No. I don't know.
Something wrong with the two of us.
No, I heard it. I heard it clearly.
Yeah, what?
That was like a ghostly thing, man. This is an old. I believe the old building. Ghosts in here. All your pots are down.
Everything's down.
And we heard that?
Hold it. Wait. No.
No, it was scary. That was scary, man. Oh, that's something. Could be. I'm telling you. Either the Russians or the Democrats. I don't know which one. But it was like somebody going out there. Anyway. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It's 917-877-970-2999. Can we talk before we go to Curtis about Mayor de Blasio and those emails that's gone out? We talked about this twice and we didn't bring it on the air. And rest in peace, Las Vegas. We're thinking about you. Just would like some answers, for crying out loud. So what happened in the mayor's office?
Well, so while the world was watching Brett Kavanaugh on Thursday, the mayor chose that opportunity to release 14,000 court-ordered emails with the so-called agents of the city. Grace Rao from New York One, who's a great reporter, and the New York Post, they went to court saying, look, you have to release these emails. This is public information. You can't hide because you say they're so-called agents of the city. If they're agents of the city, we have a right to know what your communications are. So there's a ton of great information. We could spend 4 hours just on what's in these emails. After Governor Cuomo took the side of Pat Lynch and the PBA over the mayor basically told his staff, from now on, our default position on anything the governor's office asks for is no. Our answer to everything is no. And then
you saw this in emails.
Yeah. That's the default position. And then we'll figure it out if we want to change it from there. Very, very interesting information about his conversations with Rudy Giuliani, both when Giuliani stuck up for him and when he tried to use Giuliani for his political gain, when Giuliani criticized him over homelessness. But my favorite thing in response to this, aside from the 3 hours that it takes him to spend changing and commuting to the gym every day in Park Slope, Brooklyn.
And if you look at him, it doesn't look like he does too much in the gym.
He's in good shape. You can't take that away. But so the mayor yesterday touted the transparency of the 14,000-page email dump, his office had to be sued to be released. Now, I think the best description of that that I've seen is Julian Jorgensen from the New York Daily News, who said, this is like promoting yourself as a volunteer when you're doing court-ordered community service. She's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, the onions on this guy to take credit for transparency when he did everything he could to hide these emails.
Because he thinks New Yorkers are stupid.
Oh, 100%.
That's why.
Absolutely.
He talks down to the people.
3 hours, so he goes to Brooklyn to work out when you said he
should. Right, he goes to the YMCA. Yeah. There's a gym in Gracie Mansion.
Is there a gym in Gracie Mansion?
Yeah. Yeah. But he can get whatever he wants
even
in there.
If there's not a gym in Gracie Mansion, there's got to be
there's
one.
There's a gym probably around the corner from Gracie Mansion.
Around the corner.
Why does he have to go back home to Brooklyn? And then from what we've heard is that not only is he at the gym, but he's running errands. You're the mayor of the city. You're telling me you have to run errands on city time that taxpayers
only
are paying for?
Only in New York, baby.
That's a clown.
20 minutes after 9 o'clock, Joe and Frank and Al, the knuckleheads, are in the studio. Love you for listening. Curtis Ellis, senior policy advisor with America First Policy, will break down USMCA. This is big news, and Curtis has the inside line on all of it. We're coming right back in that regard. Brandi Scott is on the roads for you on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey there, good morning, guys. Westbound Cross Bronx still crawling. We've got a crash involving two trucks taking out the right lane by Rosedale Ave. You're solid from the Bruckner. FDR southbound doing a little bit better, approaching the Brooklyn Bridge. We had an accident just picked up there. You're still stop and go from Delancey Street. BQE, we've got a crash westbound by the Manhattan Bridge. You're not moving much from the LIE. In New Jersey, 287 on the northbound side, right by exit 9, we've got another hit in Piscataway. That's got you solid from exit 8. And at the Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George upper level, 40 minutes, lower level 20 to 25. Inbound Lincoln running at 20. Inbound Holland 25. Alternate side suspended for the religious holiday. Meter rules remain in effect. Mostly cloudy this afternoon. A chance for a shower, about 80 degrees. And this report is sponsored by Timeshare Exit Team. Annual timeshare maintenance fees are hitting the mail just in time for the holidays. If it's time to get out, call Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out legally and forever. Call 844-961-EXIT or visit timeshareexitteam.com. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Join the Staten Island Economic Development Corporation at the 10th Annual SIEDC Health and Wellness Expo on October 3rd at the Hilton Garden Inn on Staten Island. Attendance is free. Free healthcare screenings, free seminars, free networking, and free workshops are among the many opportunities scheduled for this all-day event. Visit the vending room, which will be filled with healthcare businesses and services available to the Staten Island community. This is the largest free health and wellness event on Staten Island, presented by New York City Council Minority Leader Stephen Matteo, Staten Island University Hospital Northwell Health, and Richmond University Medical Center. The event is hosted by Staten Island Visiting Nurse Association and Williams Eye Works, October 3rd, all day, beginning at 9 a.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn on Staten Island. For more information, visit SIEDC.org. That's SIEDC.org. And catch a live broadcast of the Joe Piscopo Show, open to the public, starting at 8 a.m., followed by Kevin McCullough Live at 11. That's Wednesday, October 3rd, at the Hilton Garden Inn on Staten Island.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. This is, it's all good. I got it memorized, Al. It's all right, but thank you for the copy.
I thought I handed it to you.
Yeah, well, listen, Albert, it's okay. It's one of those mornings, 9:23, telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. Curtis Ellis is standing by. We love Michaels of Brooklyn. I love it because Michaels is from Brooklyn, right there, Avenue R, and they have been there for 50 years. The dad starts the business as a pizza place, and then they turn this into Fred and Johnny, Mary Ann, and now the grandson, Michael, turns it into one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Not just in Brooklyn, not just in New York, all across America, according to the Food Network. And then what I love about it, they make the sauce right there. They make the sauce there, which I told Fred, you should have a tour. You should have a Michael's of Brooklyn tour where you go in and you see how the sauce is made. Because I took my son Michael, with Michael and Fred, and we went and said, oh, where do you make the sauce? And I watched it. It's fascinating. And from Brooklyn, that sauce is shipped all across the United States, all around the world. So if you're listening outside the area on AM970TheAnswer.com, or you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook, go to the supermarket, check out Michael's of Brooklyn on the shelf. You will get the best sauce ever made, and it's right from Brooklyn, New York. Love it. So, but if you're in the metropolitan area, please stop by Avenue R. Nostrand. Fred and Johnny and the beautiful family over there, Michaels of Brooklyn, would love to see you. And don't forget to take home a jar of Michaels of Brooklyn. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. What a morning. It's 9:24. We get goofy when the camera's on. Curtis, welcome back, man. Good to see you, brother.
Great to be here.
You had a Michael's of Brooklyn question, didn't you?
Yeah. When you took the tour to see him making the sauce, did you see Michael's grandmother in the kitchen? Was she there?
Yeah. No, we asked Fred. Frankie asked Fred, what's in the sauce? What do you make to do it? He goes, I don't know. We just do it. They just make it. It's how they make it, but it is sensational.
Wonderful.
And I tell you, and it's so New York, but again, they send it all around the world. Curtis, you're just ripping it up, man. And I read when you send you tweet out, you send out, whether it's on Newsmax or whether it's on Fox Business, you just send up Fox Business about the trade, about the tariffs. This deal with Mexico and Canada replacing NAFTA, this fix that the president did, he did it. And it makes me crazy. We chatted before we went on the air, and forgive me if I go on, but I'm watching some networks, and they go off after Kavanaugh and a beer and some gal that is represented by some greasy lawyer. This is the news. That's it.
And then
when they go, the president at a press conference, and they show the back and forth with ABC, where the president is just having fun in his own way, manipulating the press because they will hijack that press conference.
Right.
Boom. Then, like 20 minutes in, they get to this deal, this USMCA deal. This is huge.
That's right. And this is why the Democrats lose and lose and lose. They don't understand.
Yeah.
This trade deal is just huge to people like us,
exactly
the real
right.
people
exactly
out
right.
there.
Yeah.
The NAFTA thing stuck in their throat for 25 years.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
saw their jobs yeah. go to Mexico. They saw the auto industry go to Mexico. They saw everything just leave this country. And everybody said it wasn't going to happen, and Bill Clinton said you're an idiot if you oppose it, and Barack Obama lied about he was going to renegotiate it, and Donald Trump got it. And when he went to Michigan, he said, we used to make cars in Flint and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. Now they make cars in Mexico and you can't drink the water in Flint.
Yeah.
And that really summed it up.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to change it.
Yeah.
And he just did it.
Yeah.
And he's going to win. You just saw President Trump get reelected yesterday.
You think so? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But see, all the smart set in Washington say, nah, nobody cares about trade. And you know why they say that? Because they're lazy and they don't understand that they're out of touch with people and these reporters don't want to talk about issues.
Yep.
They don't want to read and understand what's really going on. They'd rather talk about some creepy porn lawyer and, drugging drinks and blah, blah, blah.
I'm looking at the stats that Frankie gave me. To avoid tariffs, 75% of car components have to be made in the U.S., Canada,
right.
or Mexico, up from 62.5%. I'm telling you, and I said this before, you know how it affects me as the average Joe, when I ride my General Motors car, and I buy the General Motors car because it is General Motors and it's made in America, and then the rims are shot. Everything's made so cheap now. I'm telling you, and you go take a fix, they go, well, the rims are made in China. Now, maybe we'll get some decent quality.
We're going to get the rims back to America.
I'm telling you, man.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, the rim shots, man. Oh, my gosh, you know? And 30% of vehicles must be made by workers earning at least $16 an hour.
That's right. That means American workers.
Yeah,
that
that's
means
great.
U.S. Love or it. Canada. Because down in Mexico, if they paid somebody $16 an hour, I don't think the president of Mexico gets paid $16 an hour.
And then we could bring manufacturing jobs in, and we'll start both the manufacturing.
That's right. Exactly. And look, this is also a shot across the bow at China.
What were my exact words this morning, Mr. Morano? Excuse me. What were the exact words?
Exactly.
Did I not see? Curtis is with the White House.
Guy. I'm not the smart guy.
I used that exact phrase. I said it's a shot across the bow to China.
That's right. Because, like, no more are we going to be making stuff in China, shipping it through Mexico and say, it's North America and it's NAFTA, it's all that. And now we've cleared the decks for the big showdown. the big showdown with China. We've got our deal with Canada. We've got our deal with Mexico. We've got our deal with South Korea. And now we can take on the main event. It's time for the WWF main event. In one corner, Donald J. Trump, and in the other corner, Xi Jinping,
the Chinese. You know, it's so funny because I said that too. And also, stay with me on this, Curtis, because I see how you wrote about the tariffs. You said about the tariffs, and I see how the president goes to Europe, and then he folds his arms, and, mm-hmm. and that classic picture, you know, with Merkel and with Macron, and we knew it was negotiation. To China.
Right.
And does the military, how big of a part, and this is what I question this, and this is what I think. He's looking at the militarization of China. This is daunting. This is scary. When Gordon Chang comes on the show, he tells us about mm-hmm. it. Peter Navarro, your buddy, wrote about it in Crouching Tiger from day one when Frankie gave me that book. This is scary. And doesn't the president have his eye on that? But he'll go to the tariffs first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, and it's linked. It's linked. The administration put out its national security strategy, and this is the official document that guides every part of the government on national security.
Yeah.
And it says, our military strength is dependent on economic strength. And if our economy is weak, that's it. Game over before you even fire a shot. And that's the way the Chinese think. That's classic military strategy, is you defeat the enemy without firing a shot. They want to decimate our industries. And you got a lot of willing collaborators here in this country, not too many blocks, like Wall Street's only a block away, mm-hmm. that say, hey, if it's cheaper, we can get it done cheaper in China. Yep. Let's move everything to China.
Yep.
And Donald Trump says, no, we've got to make it in America, keep it in America. We still have a country. And that's the big lesson from this, this new deal, is we still have a country. We're not just going to be part of a global economy where there are no countries, there is no America, there is no border. No, we have a country. He said in the press conference, it's a privilege to sell goods in America. If you're from another country and you want to sell your goods in America, that's a privilege, not a right.
Yeah.
We make stuff here. We have our laws. We take care of our workers. Make sure you got Social Security at the end of the year, you know, at the end of your lifetime. You're not going to work in some kind of, you know, filthy condition with, you know, stuff falling on you all the time. We've decided that. We've decided our grandparents, our parents fought for these things, right?
Yeah.
And you can't just, you know, make stuff in a slave camp somewhere and sell it in the United States and put Americans out of business and out of work. You can't do that. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't go into the stressed areas of the cities.
And, you heard Kanye talking about that.
Thank you.
He tweeted about that. Yeah. He said, look, make America great again means don't outsource jobs. Put people to work here right in the cities.
I know, but the Democrats go after, they're separating families at the border.
Can we just worry about Americans for a moment? Just for a moment. How about that? Let's try
that. And so we bring China in, and Curtis Ellis with Piscopo in the morning, so at 9:32. So I said, man, when I'm looking at how they reach out and they have such great opportunity, China does, when they come in and they bring the money in and they put their money where their mouth is.
Right.
But now you got to watch, they don't take, and we talked about this before, and I just want to reiterate, they don't take over the ports of the United States, because they want to do that, correct?
They want to take over the ports. They want to take over the high-tech research. They want to take over telecommunications.
Within the United States.
Within the United States, right. So they can get an edge. If they get into telecommunications, they can spy and listen to every phone call, everything. All the surveillance cameras you see around New York, everywhere, they're all made in China. We don't know if there's like a little chip in there that's sending the pictures back to Beijing. We don't know that.
Yeah, you're right, man. And look, but according to the Democrats, according to the progressive socialists, Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yeah.
Russia collusion.
They're out of their minds. They're out of their minds. They say Russia, we say China. It's about China. And just one thing, the Chinese economy is already going south. It's heading down because export orders down. People aren't sourcing to China anymore. Businesses aren't.
Yeah.
It's like, I need to make something. I'll make it someplace else. And now with this deal, it's like, look, if you want cheap labor, if you got some labor-intensive industry and you want to look for a cheap place, go to Mexico.
Yeah.
Go to Central America.
Yeah,
don't go to China.
Yeah,
that's the lesson here. We're going to create a hemisphere.
Yeah.
We're going to create a sphere of influence, an economic zone of North America and the Western Hemisphere and block China out, because there is a provision in this new deal that says if Mexico or Canada enter into negotiations with China, we can get out of the whole deal. We don't want China to use Mexico or Canada as a back door. into America.
Yeah. So what happens now? It goes to Congress?
Yep.
This the USMCA yeah. goes to Congress?
And the Democrats would be cutting their throat if they opposed this.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you say, because even, didn't Schumer speak on saying
that?
He said
so. He said the president deserves credit. You know, you heard like Schumer like choking up as he said it. Like, don't make me type this.
I know.
Please.
I don't know. You know, and he's got the whole press against him, and he's got all the Democrats, and it's all about Kavanaugh. What are you hearing on the inside? Kavanaugh will be confirmed?
Kavanaugh will be confirmed.
They're going to vote this week. They'll put the vote forth this week.
Yes.
And no matter what, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He's going to make it amazing. I mean, don't get me started on that.
Yeah.
These people are so insane. The people hate Trump so much, they'll throw anything out, everything out. Presumption of innocence, due process, the standard, the foundation of our entire society. Nah, let's get rid of it because Trump's for it.
You know, Curtis, you're down there, so I let me humbly submit that I stand at the ready because I love bringing – I know he's working to bring Tim Cook and Apple to America. Yeah. I would love to see any help that I could do or we could do –
you know – I'll put your name in there if for some, I'm not saying this is happening. I haven't heard this at all.
I understand.
But if Sarah Sanders retires, you'll be the press secretary, right?
No, please. No, I could do my Sinatra. We have a little more fun, maybe. No, but I mean, if you because you have Mike Lindell, I know is close to the president.
I met him. I met him when I was out in Minneapolis.
Ben Carson, but I'm telling you, I see the vision, and I think I see where the president is going. And I followed the campaign because we study this on the radio show. It's not we don't just come on the air. It takes a lot of work to do it.
Yeah.
If you could just go and you can get Tim Cook and make iPhone covers, Michael Jordan. I don't want to see kneeling at the national anthem. I don't want to hear all that bluster and that political BS. Get Michael Jordan to come to Camden, to Patterson, to Oakland. Make the sneakers.
Right.
Make anything. Bring it right to America.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're headed, correct?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly the vision.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, man. Any help that we could give. And thank you, man, for staying on top of this. And you got to read Curtis Ellis. Where can we find you? CurtisEllis.com?
You know, I got to set that up yet. AmericanJobsAlliance.com.
Okay.
AmericanJobs with an S, Alliance.com. Everything I write is posted there because I write for World That Daily, WND.com, and I write for The Hill, and I write for Real Clear Politics.
Yeah, it's good.
It all shows up at AmericanJobsAlliance.com, one-stop shopping.
Shout out to our buddy Charlie Finch, Professor Finch, we call him. He's been here from day one. He always spoke in such high regard about you, Curtis Ellis. We appreciate it. God bless you. Keep the fight, my brother.
Hey, you keep the fight.
Thank you, man.
You're the best.
Yeah, thank you. You as well.
All of you.
Thank you. Thank you. We're trying. Curtis, thank you. Piscopo in the morning. Johnny Tobacco is going to join us momentarily. It's 9:36, and Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
67 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. There's a New York State Senate hearing today in Suffolk County over concern of parole procedures. The 11 o'clock hearing at the Hicksville Community Center will look at standards of release and Governor Cuomo's executive order allowing parolees to vote. There's been some concern expressed over the order and recent parole board decisions to release cop killers, parents of murdered victims, PBA representatives, and others are expected to testify. New York City's first nightlife mayor is kicking off a listening tour today in Brooklyn. Aerial police will be headed to the five boroughs to gather information on liquor licenses to noise and reports on clubgoers who get sick on neighborhood streets. The sessions, designed to inform the Office of Nightlife as it pursues policy recommendations, police will also be heading to Queens and Staten Island this month and to the Bronx and Manhattan in November. People who are married live longer, Joe Piscopo. A new study shows people who rated their marriages as very happy or pretty happy have 20% lower odds of dying early compared to people who say their marriages are not too happy.
Hold on.
We lost him.
Researchers from the University of Colorado surveyed more than 19,000 married people up to the age of 90 for more than 35 years. One of the co-authors says a good marriage can improve health as spouses encourage each other to eat healthy, exercise, and get regular medical checkups.
Next story, please.
A good marriage also provides meaningful roles and identity, purpose in life, and a sense of security. The survey is published in the latest edition of the journal Health Psychology. Yes? Would you like to? You want to continue to weigh in?
That you make it, you just ruined my whole morning.
Did I really?
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
So if you're married, you live long?
Well, they're saying some. It's 20% lower odds of dying early.
20% is a lot.
Yeah.
I got to get married now?
Well,
all right.
Just saying.
I'll look around.
I don't know.
We'll look around.
You look around.
No, well, maybe I'll consider now.
Anyway, in sports, Yankees are preparing for the American League wild card game tomorrow night at the stadium against Oakland, which
Joe Piscopo will be there.
The Bombers have not announced who the starting pitcher will be. Oakland expected to start the game with a reliever on the mound. Monday Night Football, Kareem Hunt scored from 4 yards out with 1:40 to play. Chiefs held on for a 27-23 win over the Broncos in Denver. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Good morning, guys. Verrazano Bridge going to cost you a lot of extra time. You're packed making your way Brooklyn-bound from Victory Boulevard on the Staten Island side. That continues all the way across the span to the inbound Gowanus Belt heading westbound. That's got you stop and go. Approaching Lefferts Boulevard, we've got an accident taking out the shoulder. You're on the brakes from JFK Expressway. 59th Street Bridge, that's crawling, making your way Manhattan bound. That's because of an accident on the upper level. A lane is down on the span. BQE, that's jammed heading westbound. We've got a crash there by the Manhattan Bridge, making it a solid ride from the LIE. Accident on the Cross Bronx westbound by Rosedale Ave. That's got you slow from the Bruckner. We also have a stalled truck on the westbound ramp to the Major Deegan. That's taking out the left lane. You're getting by just very slowly. And at the Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, upper level 30 minutes, lower level 25 between the Turnpike and the tolls. A little bit better from 4 and 46. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 20. Inbound Holland, 35 to 40. Mostly cloudy this afternoon. A chance for a shower, about 80 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Let's talk cybersecurity. You think only big companies get hacked, right? Newsflash, hackers don't discriminate. They go after big companies and small ones, too. A cyber attack could shut you down for weeks and cost millions. If you're an attorney, a doctor, an accountant, any industry, one employee or 100, make sure your business data is safe. Call my friend Frank Bradshaw at Hoike Technologies. Hoike Technologies has over 20 years experience helping small and mid-sized companies stay ahead of cyber attacks. Frank will set you up with a comprehensive 24/7 defense system that will work seamlessly with your current IT. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Set up an appointment for a free consultation by October 31st and get 20% off your first month of service. Call Hoike Technologies right now, 833-464-5383, serving all five boroughs in New Jersey. Online at hoiketech.com, spelled HOIKETech.com, 833-464-5383.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer, WNYM. We'll see you then.
It's Piscopo in the morning, Johnny Tobacco and his posse coming up momentarily. I want to tell you, October 11th at the Wanacue Academic Center, Passaic County Community College, right off of 287, we have our AM 970 Business Networking Breakfast happening on Thursday, October 11th. Mitchell Modell will be there. You have to go just to see Mitchell Modell. He is the most beloved CEO in the business, you know, of Modell's. You saw him on Undercover Boss. You're going to see Mitchell in person October 11th at the Salem Business Breakfast at the Passaic County Community College. We will be broadcasting there. Al is actually going to show up, and then we're going to have a
I show up everywhere that requires me to be there for work.
Put it on your schedule. Try to work it out. If there's not a beer fest, he's going to come to the broadcast.
No, in the afternoon.
With Debbie and Frankie Five Burrows will be there as well. So look, and I'm telling you, what you got to do is you go to AM970Answer.com. Tickets are free. Don't you love that word? Free to see Mitchell Modell and broadcasting and a great breakfast. Register for your free tickets to the Salem Business Breakfast October 11th at AM970TheAnswer.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM970 The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
The following segment sponsored by The Token Team.
All right, we got Johnny Tobacco. Johnny Tobacco. He is the CEO of the Token Team. The whole team is here. If you could take a shot, I don't know, George, you could take a wide shot. We got Newsmax here. How are you, John? Good to see you. And Vinny, Frankie, my guy, is here. Look at the guns on this freaking guy. Excuse my language.
Got them from you, pal.
Look at you. And the fizz soda that you bring, this is great.
Thank you. This is the sugar-free, Joe.
It's a sugar-free one.
Yeah, we got on with two big distributors, Ace Indigo.
Yeah.
And Leone's Mozzarella.
Wow! The mozzarella. Tell me, what is the name of the? It's the name
Frizz.
of the
F-R-I-Z-Z.
This is it's fantastic. It's like a espresso soda, kind of.
Exactly what
it is. I love
exactly
it, man.
It's right. Original and this, energy drink, Joe.
Yeah.
Original
yeah.
energy
drink. And
this
Johnny,
is like a double dose of coffee today because I brought you guys another pack.
The Elevate.
Of the Elevate.
That
coffee,
Elevate is great.
Smart coffee.
I love that.
Your daily dose of dopamine, by the way, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins. And Al, I just got a message from the guy who runs Elevate, my good friend Nikki, and he said he wants to give you some Xanthomax capsules for your foot pain.
All right.
I'll add that to the repertoire.
What's your buddy's name there?
That's Nikki.
Nikki,
he's
thank you.
One of the head distributors.
Nikki,
all
thank
around.
You.
One of the biggest entities was Elevate Coffee.
This coffee actually works. This coffee works is great.
I'm drinking
it's got
right
a,
now.
A great taste to it too, Johnny. Before we go in, I want to find out about cryptocurrency, but I want to hear about all that you're doing with Newsmax and everything, all the exciting things you're happening. But I have to thank you. I'm traveling like a madman. This is a crazy week. So I go and we got the Tunnel to Towers run, which I have immense respect for. We celebrate the America's bravest through the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
You know
and Frankie and Georgie's the best, right? And all the gals. So I want to look good. I'm going to wear a tie at the Tunnel to Towers. This is Sunday. I'm wearing a tie because everybody's open collar. It's Sunday's morning. I'm wearing a tie. I broke out my shirt that you got
the
me.
The high bar shirt.
Oh, blue one.
The blue
because
high
you know what it
the
did?
Tab collar.
The white would have been, a white shirt would have been too much. Thank you for that, brother.
No problem.
I put the blue tab collar, and everybody said, Joe, great tie. Thank you for dressing up out of respect for the catastrophically wounded and for everybody that tunneled the towers. Thank you, brother.
And thank you because this show is like a one man, you're like a one man marketing team. We're talking about high bar, we're talking about frizz coffee.
I know. I love it. We love it.
Double coffee morning.
Tell us about the Newsmax show. Can we talk about that?
Sure, we can. Newsmax is given a fledgling young half-hearted entertainer a chance.
Well, you said young. You said young.
Middle-aged.
I knew it wasn't me.
My career is young.
I'll tell you, Frankie, it's okay.
This man right here, John Bachman, believes that me and my team and Steve and Mike and Fuzz on Orange Productions, we can put together a weekly business show for Newsmax. It's going to be called What's the Deal?
Who's on the show? I heard who's on the show.
Well, I'm on the show.
And that's all you need to know. But, that's all you need to know.
Bo's going to be on the show.
Bo Deedle,
Vito Pacella is going to be on the show.
Ireland's finest.
Governor Patterson. I think today we may have Kevin Jackson might call in.
Yeah, great.
So it's going to be an action-packed show. Every week it's going to get better. This is our first week. We're going to get better and better and better.
You got a time slot on Newsmax already?
I don't know. Did he give us a time slot yet? 1 p.m. on Sunday. This is alternative NFL programming.
Yeah.
Okay? You know where their audience is
going? And if the anthem is played,
running,
you're standing. You're standing on
well,
this show.
Right. You'll never have to worry about kneeling on What's the Deal. Okay? We'll be standing. We'll be talking about the real issues that face America where the economy intersects with politics, Trump's policies, what are their effects on the economy, NAFTA, the tariffs, all this stuff comes back to politics and the business and politics intersects. We're going to have the smartest people around that are going to just the real deal, Joe.
Yeah, are you shooting a making of here? We have the camera, is that right? How are you? A making
there's
of?
There's no spin, there's no garbage, this
Frankie,
is the real
got
deal.
Nothing. I can't get nothing. We walk in here, I'm lucky, me and Al-Son heard these ghostly sounds coming from the headphones. We still don't know what that is.
We know.
I think it was like Internet Bob Brandt or something. And it was like some kind of problem.
Get off my phone.
And what's happening with the cryptocurrencies? We're not hearing so much about it these days.
Yeah,
something
well,
we should stay away from, John?
Well, you're hearing about, we were hearing about it a lot more when it's up big or it's down big. So, as I told you maybe a couple months ago, I thought the bottom was around 5,500, 6,000.
It
bounced off that. It came back up a little bit. But, Joe, for something to become widely accepted, it can't have this massive volatility shooting up and shooting down because people don't know what the heck is happening. It needs a base.
Yeah.
It needs a foundation.
Yeah.
And right now it's been basing. There's a stability there between 6,000 and 7,000. It's bouncing around.
Yeah.
But the more it trades in that level, then the more support it has at that level. And good news, more acceptance, it can bounce up. You're looking at my shoes.
I'm talking about cryptocurrencies. And this guy, I see him staring down at my shoes.
Best way to distract him. Good.
Oh, God.
That's good.
Show your socks, please. Show your socks. Look at it. Come on now. There they are. Look at those. Look at mine are like tame.
I've done this before.
Oh,
my God. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that.
Forget about it.
Look at this.
Forget about it.
We never actually talk about anything in this segment. It's socks, no, man. Shoes, and ties.
Joe, those are nice socks.
You know what? It's
nice
the one thing I don't understand. No, it's okay. But thank you. Thank you. The shoes are, I think they're Meslin shoes. But I can't, I kind of got a twitch when I wear something that doesn't match. And it took me all I could do to wear socks that aren't like black with black or blue with blue. Am I right or wrong? Yeah. Now it's like whacked out all over the place.
You know, you got
You see, look at this. This is big. This is dramatic for me. The contrast, usually I would wear stripes with right Albert.
The massive cufflinks, perfect.
Yeah, not too
you
bad.
You were shaking when you walked in this morning.
Yeah, because I'm trying to be like a hip guy.
Sure. So in other news.
Give us a break. Bring us a breakdown. Where are you going to be? Where can we look for you, Johnny? And we always appreciate you being with us. Elevate Coffee.
What's the deal?
Just look for the best suit.
Don't give me the rush job now, Joe, after you told me about my socks. But we'll be airing Sundays at 1. Alternative program.
Okay, that's all the time we got, John. Anyway,
I'll tell you, this guy over here.
It ain't easy. It ain't easy. It ain't dueling Rodney's. I'll tell you, it ain't easy, right?
Give me one clean one.
Yeah. Right? No, go ahead.
What's the deal?
I told my fellow's running away. He's on your mug.
So when's the Newsmax? 1 p.m. on Sundays we could look for it. Okay.
Yeah, maybe one day Joe will come on and grace us with his presence.
Absolutely.
You're welcome anytime.
We appreciate... You know what, Johnny Tobacco? You've always been there for us. So anytime you call, I am there for you, my friend. You know what? When we went to the convention, we said we wanted a sponsor. You put it together. With that. That was legendary.
That's it.
Yeah, I come.
As we saw the election of Donald J. Trump as president.
I didn't get invited to AC. I guess you got to be a sponsor or something. Call me anytime, Joe.
Listen, you're invited to AC. Not to dinner tonight. Apparently we're on a budget in Staten Island. Because we can't, otherwise we'd
buy it. I don't know what's happening because we're taping tonight from 5 to 8.
Oh.
And it's open bar. And we're going to have
we'll be in Staten Island.
Great crowd. I know.
We'll be at Lorenzo's. Are you taping in here?
No, we're taping at Bobby Vince.
Oh, look at you.
Crowd of people.
Look at you. It's going to be great.
And Newsmax is here.
Yeah.
Johnny's here to watch over me.
Oh,
they basically send him in to make sure that I'm staying within the four corners of their final.
For you? What a surprise that is.
Yeah.
Johnny Tobacco, thank you, my friend. God bless you. Godspeed with everything. We'll talk to you next week.
Joe,
Frankie, good to see you. God bless you guys.
Love you, brother.
Good to see everybody.
I'm going to get you that stuff for your foot.
Great.
Thank you, Nikki.
Ed.
951. Hey, Brandy Scott is on the roads checking traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey there, good morning, guys. We're doing better on the Verrazano Bridge accident. Just picked up on the lower level as you make your way Brooklyn bound. All lanes are now open and getting by. Belt heading westbound, that's got you heavy. Your stop and go approaching Lefferts Boulevard. We've got a crash there on the shoulder. That's got you heavy from the JFK Expressway. BQE westbound, not moving much. Approaching Metropolitan Ave, that's because an accident takes out two lanes. You're inching by from Queens Boulevard in New Jersey, 287. Right by exit 9 in Piscataway, we've got an accident. That's got you stop and go from exit 8 for Centennial Ave. Turnpike, a slow ride northbound. Both the car and truck lanes heavy between exit 12 for Roosevelt Ave and the Gothels Bridge. And at the Hudson River crossings, heading inbound at the George upper level, we've got an accident mid-span. That's causing a minor slowdown, looking like a 25-minute wait. Lower level, an accident just picked up there. It's 15 to 20 minutes. Inbound Lincoln running at 20 minutes between the road work on 495 and the tolls. Inbound Holland will cost you 35 to 40. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell Space to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Areas of low clouds and fog for a while this morning, then later today, warm but humid with clouds and some sunshine, high 79. Be a couple of showers and a thunderstorm late this afternoon into the first half of tonight. Lingering clouds, mild late tonight, though 65. Tomorrow will turn out partly sunny and warm, but less humid, high 78. Thursday, times of sun and clouds, warm and more humid, high 80. AM 970, The Answer.
I got it. What a morning. Hey, are you tired of dealing with dummies? Do you want to experience the smart way to buy a car? Well, please go to Route 22 Toyota. We love Route 22 Toyota. Here it is. I got 5 minutes. I'm going to give you 6 minutes because I'm a generous guy. You know what I'm saying? You got till 10 o'clock right before Mike Gallagher hits the airwaves. And if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free filter. If you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, we'll give you till 10 o'clock. It's 9:55 right now. All right? You're going to love it. And then when you're there, please check out with Alex Kinsella the 0% APR financing I always tell you about, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You will live Iggy. Iggy is over there. Carmelo and Chester and Johnny and Chris and Wendy. Great team. It's a family at Route 22 Toyota. And now this, if you call 855-621-9949 and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you'll get a free multi-point inspection, which is vital to the safety of your vehicle, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Please check them out, and you will not have to deal with dummies, my friend. Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com.
Sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
That's what I like about you, baby. Come on, 956 with Jersey Joe. Come on. Sing it to me. Come on. I gotta find a girl. I gotta get married. You live longer. You have a 20% chance of living longer. Cthulhu tells me that.
Wow.
Cthulhu tells me that. In the middle of the news, I break the news.
No,
I go, huh?
You gotta be happily married.
Come on now. Are you kidding me? You gotta be.
Terrible human being.
I thought that people, that guys drop dead when they're married earlier. No?
Nice.
Single guys
can
do that?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. He says thank you. Now I gotta meet somebody. I am so like at a point in my life now where I don't want to be. I maybe because I'm working all the time when I'm not working with the children to see the kids, and I don't have time to work on a relationship. I'm amazed how you do it, Frankie Fiber.
It is a challenge.
It is, right?
Because you got honey, cats that bite him, and this one.
Oh, we're gonna go out because we have to go visit Aunt so and so. So your whole day is boom, shot. You got to do. God bless you if you do that. That makes you live longer. That gives me adrenaline.
I think you're right.
Me and Otis at the house. Al, you're welcome. Come over anytime, man. You could do my dishes if you want.
No, it's all right.
He's busy with three reflexologists.
So we. This is dangerous.
Oh yeah.
This is dangerous.
Yeah. Usually,
the platonic friends is one thing.
This is next level.
The gumatologist is something else. I'm telling you.
Gumatologist.
Just say it out.
Created a
listen
new
it to your own pal. Hey, Mike Gallagher coming up. You don't want to miss Mike. We'll be 5 o'clock, I guess we'll be at dinner in Staten Island. And we'll be broadcasting live
tomorrow
from the Hilton.
And people can keep watching the AM970 YouTube channel to see John's new crypto show.
Oh, great. Okay, we're going to watch that for sure. And then we'll see it live in Staten Island. Always love going out to see Lois and Richard Dakota at the Hilton. We are on our way, Lois and Richard. Can't wait to see you. Thank you for listening. Frankie, thanks for a great show. Allah, love you, man. And would you do me a big favor? Go out and make it the best day ever, because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.